88.9 WLRY, and joining us again, our friend John Schlitt. And John, you know, last we spoke, it's been a couple years back, you had your Christmas project out, and that did really well. Between then and now, a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to try our best to get caught up here with you and see how things are going. But how have you been doing?
Mike, I've been busy, and that's a beautiful way to be. As a Christian, I think, especially a Christian artist, you can do one of two things. You can fade away, or you can find out what's next and just seek God's plan for your life. And that's been an exciting venture for me.
You know, we run the ACLJ here on the radio, and so I've been keeping up with you a lot through Jay Sekulow, and you've been staying busy with Jay and the band there as well, right?
Oh, that's been fun. I'll tell you, that started out as just a jam session and ended up being, oh my gosh, one of the busiest times I've had in years. It's been very cool. I've really liked it a lot.
You know, and through that, working with John Elefante. Now, did you know John? I take it you knew John before that, right?
Oh, yeah. We're very good friends. We've been friends for years and years and years. So, actually, I suggested that John come aboard a long time ago. Before we even did any video and stuff, it was just another jam session, and they were interested in doing a Kansas song. And I said, well, then why don't we just get the guy who sang it? And they said, oh, yeah, right. So I just called John, had him come over, and he really clicked with the rest of the guys. And make a long story short, we ended up singing together, start doing videos, and Oh, my gosh, now we have a band that's really dynamite, part volunteers and part pros. And it's just been a real cool, it's just been fun. I really have liked it a lot. I really appreciate Jay very, very much and what he does for the Christian, mindset of the world. And he really does reach the world. And for us to be able to do music for him, it's sort of his relaxing time. I can't figure out why, because it's probably more, I mean, there's more energy going on in that band than I've seen in a long time, but he really has a good time with it, and that's been it's just been a 1-2 punch. It's been a lot of fun.
And lyrically, Jay Sekulow band stuff, maybe is it putting you in a different direction, maybe the lyrically a little more political than you would normally sing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the truth is, you know, I'm a political person. I believe that we in the body of Christ have to guard our beliefs, and I think with politics, the enemy can use politics probably easier than anything. So I really feel that when I find someone who's standing strong for, the Christ-centered principle that our country is built on,
right?
I want to be on that team.
Absolutely. We're getting away from that biblical worldview, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Even my pastor is talking about the fact that we are facing a different upbringing with our new generation. That saying we have to be careful with that. It just we can't hide our head in the sand and say, "Well, this is how I want it to be. It's got to be this way." We got to say, "Okay, what's the battle today? How's the enemy trying to attack us today?" And I'm afraid he's doing it through politics. As usual, and anything he possibly can.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with John Schlitt. And speaking of John Elefante, in addition to Jay Sekulow Band, John and John, you two have gone out and done some shows together, right?
It has been a ball. Like I said, it's just John and I, we came from actually sort of unique paths. Secular-wise, he was with Kansas for some important years. He's had his own Christian band called Mastodon. He's had right. A bunch of solo projects that are amazing. And if you don't know my history, I've had some secular upbringing myself with a band called Head East. And then, of course, being part of one of the most amazing bands in Christian music, Tetra. And I'm not saying that because of me. I'm saying because of the guys that were with it. They were hardworking, amazing people. It was just an honor to be part of that. And then I've got my own solo projects also. So you put all that together, it makes for a very interesting evening. It's using our complete background, our And in doing that, bringing in, you know, it's a great magnet to bring in a lot of different kind of walks. And then we're able to explain, you know, how we've developed in our lives and and where we stand now. So it's been a real cool, fun time.
You get to belt out Never Been Any Reason?
Yeah, actually, John and I do it together.
big heady song there, right?
Oh, but yeah. And yes, and a couple other heady songs, too, just because we can. So
very good.
But again, explaining the fact that it's actually a Christian show, but it's done with the fact that our lives have gone through a lot of different changes.
The new album, or actually the new project, I should say, is the Union of Sinners and Saints, and that's teaming up with Billy Smiley with Whiteheart. Was there any discussion about John Elefante being part of this project also?
Oh, it can never, you know, you never can tell. Yeah. John has been talking to me about it, and I didn't want to overstay my welcome or, you know, expect too much.
Right.
But he's very interested in it too. It's very possible, you know. Right now, Billy and I we're doing an album together. We're going to do a track from Petra and a track from Whiteheart, just because it is part of our background. But then we're doing a bunch of original stuff that we're in the studio doing it at this moment, and just see where it takes us. You know, there's been a lot of interest. I think this is one of those things where it's almost, to me, it's a catalyst to bring across the reality of what Christian rock was about, more the classic rock type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And John was fitting that great. I'd love to have hosts every show that are, you know, rockers from the past that can come in and maybe do one or two of their own songs. And just and John would certainly fit that. I mean, amazing talent there. So you can never tell.
The Union of Sinners and Saints, and any tour dates for that yet, John?
We have a couple on the books at this moment. We're just getting started. The booking agent that we have was just concentrating on festivals and fairs and that kind of stuff, just to see where it would take us. And again, there's so many new bands out there, and so we have to sort of be shuffled around with all the new guys and see where we can fit. So it may take time, but I have a feeling you'll probably hear from us very soon.
And as far as recorded material, you guys in the studio, can we expect like a new album from the project as well?
Absolutely. Probably before the summer.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
Actually, there'll be CDs in Christian bookstores and Lifeway bookstores for sure, and of course on the internet. So just keep an eye out. It's called The Union of Sinners and Saints.
And tell us a little bit about John Schlitt Ministries, because I know that's really been taking off as well.
I told you I was busy.
That's right.
Actually, John Schlitt Ministries has been something that's been a dream of mine for many, many years, and finally things are starting to work together where there's interest in being able to support this idea. And what it is I've always felt that Christian music in general, but for me, Christian music can be an amazing catalyst to help churches, to help ministries, to help just to fulfill needs. But the problem's always been money. So I've decided that for several shows a year, as many as, you know, are willing to dive in there with me, I'd like to go out to churches or to ministries or whatever who are interested in maybe using a Christian rock show as a catalyst for raising money. And what John Schlitt Ministries allows me to do is go out and basically play for free or love offering or whatever, but they charge tickets, mm-hmm. and the tickets that are charged goes to the cause that the concert is for.
Okay.
So I think it's a fun night in the name of Christ that can make a difference. That's always been my dream, and because of John Schlitt Ministries, it's coming to fruition.
Now, how can people get more information on that?
Just go to johnwschlitt.com or johnschlittministries.org and check it out.
All right. And finally, tell us about the power of prayer. I know you're a big believer in prayer. So talk about the power of prayer and how that impacts your ministry.
Well, let's put it this way. I've been around for a long time, and the only reason I am is because there are a lot of people praying for me and my family and whatever project I'm doing at the time. Prayer is an absolute. We take it way too much for granted, including myself. Mm-hmm. I catch myself all the time trying to do it on my own, and my wife comes in and prayed about it, and I can't safely say that I always have.
Right.
But once we sit down and face reality, and that is prayer works, and you're not praying just to get something. You're praying because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And we follow God's plan, and God's plan is always the best for all of us. So,
amen.
You can't say enough about prayer.
Look forward to the new project. The Union of Sinners and Saints will be looking forward to that soon. And it's always been a pleasure. Been blessed with your ministry over the years. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mike. I tell you what, thank you for your interest, buddy, and thank you for letting the folks know that what's going on.